Chapter 36. Elihu continued,
"Be patient with me a little longer while I explain, for I still have words to speak on God's behalf. I will speak comprehensively about what I know, and I will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. Truly my words are not false. The one perfect in knowledge is here before you. Indeed, God is mighty and rejects no one. He is great in his power of understanding. He will not preserve the lives of the wicked, but he gives justice to the afflicted. He does not take his eyes off the righteous. He enthrones them with kings, and they are exalted forever. But if they are bound in shackles and caught in ropes of affliction, he reveals to them what they have done, their transgressions caused by their pride. He opens their ears to correction and tells them to turn away from wrongdoing. If they obey and serve him, they will live out their days in prosperity, and their years will be pleasant. But if they do not obey, they will perish by the sword and die without knowledge. The godless at heart will harbor resentment. They do not cry for help even when he binds them. They die while still young, spending their life among male temple prostitutes. But God rescues the afflicted during their affliction. He opens their ear when they are oppressed. He draws you away from the brink of distress to a broad space, free of restriction, with rich food on your table as consolation. Then you will be satisfied with the judgment on the wicked, when judgment is rendered and justice is upheld. But take care that rage does not lead you into spitefulness, and do not let a large bribe lead you astray. Would your cry for help, or any of your strenuous efforts, keep you from distress? Do not long for the night, when people vanish from their place. Beware that you do not turn to wrongdoing, choosing this instead of affliction. Look, God is exalted in his power. What instructor is like him? Who has directed his way, or said to him, 'What you have done is wrong'? Remember to magnify his activity, of which men have sung. All mankind has seen it. Mortal man looks on from a distance. Yes, God is greater than we can know. The number of his years is beyond comprehension. He draws up the drops of water. They condense into rain from his mist. Then the clouds pour it down. They shower down upon mankind. Can anyone understand the layers of clouds, the thundering from his tent? See how he spreads his lightning over it and covers the depths of the sea. By these he sustains the peoples. He gives them food in abundance. With his hands he covers the lightning, and he directs it against its target. His thunder tells about him. Even the livestock tell who is coming.